the DreamLink update, helping people understand their dreams. The site is being updated a little bit nearly every day. Please check the date at the top left and check the page links to see if new information is available. Thank you. I have tried several times to build a complete DreamLink website for our visitors here. Each time I've begun this project, something has happened that has prevented me from finishing the job. Sometimes the software I was using to build the site with was not up to the task. Sometimes other jobs interfered and caused everything on this area of the website to be placed on hold. When I started the first DreamLink website, I was using FrontPage and realized it just wasn't going to make a nice fully functional website for my project. Then I bought another software package called Web Studio, and it was a click and drag program. It had some powerful features, but right in the middle of getting started, the software developers sold the software to other developers who changed the name and bumped the price up to around $1,000. It still didn't do much more than it did originally, and it was more oriented for kids' websites than for a business webmaster. I once again returned to FrontPage and began to work on the site despite my displeasure with the looks and functionality of the site. I had a hard time keeping a mental track while working on a site I knew I wouldn't like when it was finished. It ended up here on the web, but it never was finished. Now I'm using IMS Web Engine by Virtual Mechanics. This is the most powerful, most serious business-oriented software that I've ever used. If I can't finish this website now, then I'll have to find something else to blame. IMS Web Engine is very powerful and easy to use. I can update anything on a page, minor or major, and update it on the site with the click of one button. I do have other jobs pending, and I was a special guest speaker at a paranormal event called the Universal Passing Over in Las Vegas, Nevada on October 28, 2006. I will do what I can to finish this website this time, but I can't make any promises that I'll get it done quickly. New pages have been added. Some symbols have been added. New audio files have been added so that a visitor can listen to the page in MP3 rather than read it themselves. Please understand that while this is very convenient, now and then pages will be updated in text when the audio file is not updated with them. So listen and read along on the page if you like to know if you are hearing the updated version or not. Look for a text box that says listen to the page and click on it to hear the page using your media player. This chip is very similar to the one in my novels. Each group had their own tour guide and were taken to various places inside the great ship. Each time a group would go up, another group would gather in the circle. Most of the people decided to go up and see what was up there inside the ship. They saw astounding things they thought they might never see. Finally, I transported up into another control room, and this room was not something in the ship in my novel. This room had a big table in it with a 3D image of the stars, planets and our ship in it. I could see the stars and began wondering of the location of the ship and two others there. One woman said, "Look here," and pointed at a smaller screen on the edge of the table. I could see the dark figure that represented our ship. I saw controls that could move and expand the view into the larger screen, but then I woke up. End of dream. Usually when I see Earth moving equipment in my dreams and father having to do with any of it, there's about to be some serious changes going on here in real-time Earth. Another odd thing that I realized from this dream is these people who went to the ship seem to be people who were being rescued from the event the machine represented. I never saw anyone transported back to the ground, and I never went back to the ground. OIIO Dark Tunnels, Strange Sky, November 18, 2006. I found myself in a dark tunnel, though I could see it was not pitch dark. I wandered around trying to find my way out. I had memories of father working on something, a construction project of some kind. I remember massive machines moving Earth. I remember a machine that was broken but was being repaired. I had no memory of how I came to be in these tunnels. I wandered through the caves and tunnels until I came to a tunnel that looked like it had once been sealed up. It had water in it and a set of railroad tracks on the floor that I could see through the water. The far end of the tunnel was caved in. I went back the way I had come and continued on until I found my way out into what looked like a construction site. I saw some men working with machines and others walking around and talking. I saw immense buildings in the distance, and all around us were tall buildings. I asked two men what was the city I was in, and they acted as if I must be crazy not to know where I was. I walked across the broken dirt toward a road near some trees. Another man came near, and I asked him what was the name of this city, and he looked at me and laughed, must have thought I was crazy. I told him I didn't recognize any of the buildings. I began to walk along the sidewalk by the road up the hill and then stopped and looked around, and this man had followed me. He asked me, "You really don't know where you are?" I said, "No, I found myself inside the tunnels below this place and wandered out into this construction site." The man said, "You are in New York City." I looked up at the sky toward the north and the east, and I saw the sky was white like snow or ash. In the east was a thing like a ditch, and in that ditch I saw a human body. Toward the north I saw a ball looking thing in the sky against the white ash or snow. Then I looked at the man and told him what I saw in the sky. He looked concerned. End of dream. It seems that it might be a prophetic dream, perhaps of a future event. The fact that I got the name of the city was something in itself. Quite a lot of the time I wander all around in my dream trying to figure out where I am and never do get a name of the place. I was about to pass this off short, but again we see the symbols of Father and a construction project moving earth. These symbols have been appearing in my dreams more frequently. It might be considered odd that I started out in the tunnel with all those memories. Then I had to find my way out of those places. I have heard there are tunnels and subways under New York that have been closed off, but some of the tunnels still exist and were not filled in. I could see the railroad tracks through the clear water. The earth moving equipment means earth changing event. The sky very disturbing in this dream. One might relate this to a sign in the heavens of a future or possible future event. The fact I saw the dead person face down in that ditch was also disturbing. I saw this to the east. To the north I saw the round or ball shaped thing. It was also white or whitish. I had the feeling the white stuff was ash rather than snow, but I can't be sure. Then the body in the ditch vanished, but the ditch was still there. Trees ripped from the ground by storm November 20, 2006. I was laying at the back door of the old farmhouse in fetal position with my head toward the east looking south. There was a fenced-in yard, but it wasn't the same as the real one. There were adult-sized trees scattered here and there around the outside of that fence. I could hear rumbling like a train or tornado, but could not see the storm in the sky. Suddenly the sound increased and the tree at the southeast side of the fence went straight into the sky with dirt flying, and it vanished. The sound subsided and I realized something serious was taking place here and now. Scary invisible storm, I thought to myself. I was afraid to get up or to try to move to safety. Just stay here and keep low, I thought, I'll be alright. Suddenly the rumbling sound became loud again and I looked in the direction of the sound toward a fairly large tree just over the south fence. I saw the turning motion of a powerful invisible force as it turned around the tree, then pulled it from the ground quickly, throwing dirt and sucking the tree dirt and all into the sky out of sight in the blink of an eye. The sound subsided and I lay there looking at another similar tree just over the southwest corner of the fence. Suddenly the sound came again, and once again the turning motion of something invisible became visible as it turned around the tree, then ripped it up like the two before it. The sound faded and I sat up and looked around wondering what had just taken place. End of dream. I frequently have dreams that are so far beyond me personally that it's impossible to track most of them. This event seems to be saying it is about to put an end either to someone or something or both. Not one but three of them in a row. At this time I'm not really sure what it is about, but in the past when I have had similar dreams about being on the farm, either farm or earth changes or God as in the landowner are usually involved. Somehow these things affect a great number of people in some way, meaning that I believe it is prophetic in nature and not personal. Most likely a very high level prophetic night vision. Huge stadium seating November 21, 2006. I found myself, wife and both daughters on an escalator that was miles long and headed across the desert toward a wall that rose up out of the earth more than a mile high. There were others on the belt moving along with us, but as large and wide as this belt was, it could have held many more. The belt must have been around 10 feet wide, but it was miles long, reaching up into the sky to the top of that wall. I could see this one going up to the wall and another to the left coming back down from the wall. I could not see anything under them holding them up as they left the ground. The belt-like thing we were riding upon was moving right along, but it wasn't going real fast either, and it took a while to get to the top of the wall. When we got up there I saw more people, and there were some huge seats to the right facing in and smaller human-sized seats to the left of a central place. When I first saw the huge seats I wondered who they were for, because they certainly were not for humans. I saw some of the people literally walking around on top of these seats like walkways. I also walked on one of them and looked around. Looking back out from where we had come was nothing but desert, and the two ramps coming and going from this very high place. I followed others into a central place and saw people working in a kitchen who were just getting started. It was clear an event was to take place here and all the seats were facing down toward the desert and the rest of the world, of which we could see for many miles. I spoke to a man working in the kitchen and saw people lining up for what was about to be served. Just past this location was an open flat area with a stage and a band was setting up and woman singer was on the stage talking with people via her microphone. Now I walked a few more yards and saw an area of seating built the right size for humans and a few people had found their way out into this area. Everyone was looking toward the desert which seemed to be southwest. Of course we could see for many miles from southeast around to west. The next thing I knew people were getting on the belt that takes them back down and I saw my daughter standing near the down thing. I heard a voice saying the belt was now active. I saw people leaving before the final act took place and I said that must be embarrassing. The singer walked up behind me and stood to my right and said it sure doesn't help the bottom line. I saw our daughters get onto the belt to go down and my wife waited until I got to her but then I heard the song Macho Man and woke up. End of dream. The one thing that stands out most in this dream is the fact there's a huge bleachers overlooking the desert from a very high place as if the desert is the stage and a huge event is about to take place. The structure itself was constructed on top of a mountain in the desert and looked as though it may have taken thousands of years. The entire place looked as if it were made of stone. I never saw any giants but it was clear the first set of seats we saw was not made for humans, but someone at least twice as large as humans if not larger. This has the implications of greatness for whoever is to sit in those places. Though we notice I never saw them at that time. Food was being served at this place but many times food in dreams represents information that people take into themselves. At the same time we have a band setting up and a singer. This complements the food and represents some kind of information being given out in a very high format. Everything in this dream looks like something is about to happen and quite a few people are being notified of the event that is to take place down below that high place. There's something important about people leaving before the last information is given out. People walking out on the speaker singer before the last bit of information is given out. She said it wasn't good for the bottom line.